Jesus, we continue with our study on the One True Church.
Kushakwa Yesu Kristo twalata mpao nokutwaira kusambira pamulandu wa mutwe wa kutewa kutalumo mpo.
When I was younger, I was called at the Ark of Noah represents or prefigures the true church before. So I believe without any doubt. But we know that we are in a generation where people are always questioning the trueness of the doctrine of the church.
True Jesus Church.
You find that sometimes you need a bit of extra work to explain whether it is the case, meaning whether prefigures the true church. So my point of saying that is to help you understand, actually in the Old Testament scriptures, there are already figures which point to the true church.
We
know that according to Genesis chapter 6, at that time man has become very corrupt. So God decided to destroy the world altogether. I want to lead the attempt to Genesis chapter 6. We read verse 13. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for this earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the
earth."
Verse 14. So God instructed Noah to build an ark. Now God asked Noah to build one ark. All the people were destroyed. Now I want you to turn to
1 Peter chapter 3.
I want to read
Verse 20 and 21.
Now please read it carefully. Because I want to ask you some questions. To help you understand the concept of the One True Church. Verse 20. We formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long suffering waited in the day of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which the few, that is eight souls, were saved through water.
iyabulile ichumfuila kukale ilio ukutende ukutekanya kwa kwalesa kwalolele munshi kushakwa Noa pakupe kaniwa kwa chubato kabili icho aba mweo vanono ekutila chine konsekonse vapuswike kumenshi.
So in Genesis, how were they saved?
Nga mukutendeka vapuswike shani.
How were they saved in Genesis?
Mukutendeka vapuswike shani.
What did they do?
Vachine shani.
In order to be saved.
Pakuti achimengi vapuswike.
Right?
Are you sure? Chachi ne? Are you sure? Chachi ne?
But what did Peter
say? Nga Peter pa leti la chani.
How were they saved?
Vapuswike shani. They were
saved by what?
Vapuswike musango nshi. How did the water save
them? The water destroyed all the people.
Kanti vamenshi eya una eya una wira vantu vonse.
Peter must have made a mistake here.
Hachi Petro rati pangire po chirubwa. Pakuti ai, ai, kwe wa yukwete sana.
You could not see.
Hey, mwanawe, ukule mba leo kwa mbu mipadu.
When he was writing the episode, he was tired.
Kansi pokule mba yi inkarate ya kwe wa nishinana ka.
So he must have been understood.
Kansi haipangirepo ichirubo kwa bati.
Genesis said, is the ark, is it the end thing?
Mungu teni kwa jaya chibari ingine mchubu ato.
If you read chapter 6, chapter 7 of Genesis, God asked them to go in and then cross shut the door.
Mwabe mungu chapter 6 na chapter 7 ni leisa awewe kuingia mchubu ato kami ni na leisa isi mchubu ato.
How is it that Peter said here that they were saved through water?
Nga Peter hapa Petro isa mkulandashana tiba pusuike kumenshi.
In verse 21.
Verse 21.
Peter was using this water here to what? To talk about baptism.
Verse 21. Petro alebo mfya ishu iliamenshi mukulanga ulubatisho.
He said, this is also an antitype which now saves us.
Echina chitu cha palako echa pusanako echo chitusha.
Namely, baptism.
Kutila ulubatisho.
Okay, now, think about
this, sir. Tutunga ipalwa echi.
In Genesis,
mukutendeka.
We have read that.
Natuwele ngati.
The world became very violent, sir.
Ichalo mwati mwari mtu ulubundi.
It means that the world was filled with sin.
Mbele mchalo mwari suile fio ulubembo.
So God, you have to listen to us, otherwise...
Mkutikishe sana sana ngatefe tomai shubu na mkutu
ulubu. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Tama umfuefe wakulala.
You understand first, then you write.
Pakubala mufu ikishe elio mulembe.
So in the time of Noah,
munshikusha kwa Noah,
the world was filled with sin.
Ichalo cha isulemu ni nitu lugundi.
So God became very grieved.
Kanshi le isa alifulilwe.
He decided to destroy the world.
Asa ili pupo na ule sonde.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of God.
Eloa, Noah asa ngile kusana minua kuchiso cha kwa lesa.
God decided to build an ark to save Noah and his family.
Echo lesa awe no kupanga chiwatu kukutila ti Noah no lupolo wakwe wapusikile
mo. So when they entered the ark,
Echo ili waingile mchiwato.
The water came through.
Na menshi ya ishile.
The Bible says,
mchipingo chile tila.
The heaven, the windows of heaven were opened.
Kwa jinsi loko tusha mumulusha niswike.
And all the spring from the earth broke open and sprang up.
Na kamfu kumfuka pesa mbaka chachalo kuyonse kata mbifuka kwa menshi.
They said it's the earth.
Tuchile iwoe ichie chwa.
Water from beneath.
Amen shufuma kanshi.
Water from above.
Amen shufuma kwa mulu.
So the entire earth was covered.
Kanshi watu wonse wadi wifi mbirepo na menshi.
But Peter said this represent baptism.
Ichi chen Peter tila, Petro tila, ichi chen minabulu batisho.
How did water save them?
Nga, amen shama kuswishe shani.
You know the intention of God was to destroy sin and sinner, didn't it?
Mwishi we kutila, ili anu ngito ntonga ni akwale, sedia ili akona ola, ababe mbu, norube mbu.
So all the sinners perished.
Kashi wonsa, ababe mbu, vali ona wiro.
Sin went with them.
Norube mbu, vali yapa, mwana wabwe, ababe mbu.
How did this typify baptism? We find that when we are baptized, our sins are washed away.
Our
old man was also destroyed.
That's
why the water of Noah destroyed all the sinners and sin went with it.
Among if you Mishita yako anowe yeshi yao na wile ime mbuka ime mbusha ile na menshi.
Can you see now?
Mwachi mwene chomwa.
That's like Peter said, they were saved through water.
Echo Petro atireva kusukira kumenshi.
Now think about the example of Noah.
Tochokaye pacha kumwenya kacha kwanga.
Asia.
Wato wili apa?
Water.
Amenshi vaipa mura.
Jesus said, this water now.
Yesu atila che amenshi aya.
Where is the connection point between Noah's Ark and the true church?
Nga. Chiwato ichi ne ndori kutorwa chine fiasu tingana pesa pa
the point of connection is more than the water.
Icha ndikeshenya chale te fitu pamo menshi
in the town Noah
mushusha kwa Noah
they must enter the ark first
afi wenge muchiwato
and then water came destroy sin and the sinners
elo amenshi aisa nekona olulwembe na nemembu
the same water here
kana amenshi mwenyene
then when we are baptized
ile longo twaba chishwa
all men destroyed.
Wuntu se waka yu wana ora imembu sha se
mwa
kwa ingi na mubi wa kwa Yesu
we are saved through water
kwa kusukia mume nshi tefyo
through water we enter into the body of Christ
kutila mume nshi kwa ingi na mubi wa kwa Yesu efe tuchila
the ark represents the future
efe tuchila chuma atyo chai mina po uru kutaluwa chine na mina mwilu kanomba
and that's why we say the ark of Noah is the only future
efe tulandu kutia tiki. Echiwati chakwa Noah eru kuta lumofirwa chine.
If they had not entered into the ark,
ngatava ingine muchiwato,
they would not have been saved.
Ngatava kusukira kare.
Likewise today, if we are not baptized into Christ,
nalelo ngatatwi bubachiwa muri Kristo,
when the wrath of God comes,
iri obukali bwa kwa Yesu bwaisa,
we cannot escape.
Tehetu tufurumuke kwa iyo.
So we must be in the body of Christ.
Echu tufetwa mubiri wa kwa Kristo.
You understand what I'm saying?
Namuchu mfikisha echo.
The other day, I briefly mentioned about an encounter that I had with a truth seeker. She was a bit difficult. Because we have mentioned many times about the true church, how to explain the true church to
God.
This time round, there were about 10 other truth speakers, 10 other truth speakers.
Faino nshita, apapoba mkumenye uyu, chikashana uyu, kwa ina bambi ikumi, haba alina mkwe.
Obviously, she start questioning again.
Ichine, kapi ina wate ambile ukwi, pusha mwenye.
I remember saying this to her before.
Devu kisha na alimwewe, pungu tendeka na mumuku bala nati.
I asked her one question.
Na mwipusha li pusha lima nati.
Because she said that God is merciful.
Pantwele hati, pantwele isa waluse.
God could not be so cruel that he would destroy all the churches, other churches except through Jesus' church.
Kutila hati le isa waluse, teto ona ule fiyuru kuta, kutia ona ule fiyuru kuta shuose, afunya fiyuru kuta luachi ne iyo.
So I asked him.
Eto na mwipuishe.
How many more people feel?
Nga lesa, akuli ya mato ya nga.
I said what?
Ati imofie.
I asked her again.
Na mwipuishe na kami.
How many people enter into
the world? Nga ba inge mchua to.
He said, hey. So I asked her further. What had happened to the rest of the people?
We
know from Genesis, they all perished in the
wilderness.
Can we therefore jump to a conclusion that God is cruel, God is heartless, and God was unrighteous? According to
2 Peter,
Noah was a righteous preacher.
Noah
ari mulungami, kushima
pepe walukwa lungama.
He went on preaching.
Ale yamukushimekila.
No one listened.
Leo tepe nangu muwa mkuwa kutika.
What will you do?
Kushimdo. Kutu wachasha ngani mwe.
So they have to perish.
Na kulova.
If the truth is preached.
Nga chile chashimekilwa.
These people do not respond.
Nga wantu baswike.
The problem is not with us.
Uwa chete mwesu iyo.
This sin shall be
under
your heads.
I've
been thinking about this. In the time of Noah, because in the time of Noah, before the flood came, they never had this rain before, because the earth was covered by a belt of water. Is it not true?
If you finish,
there's an expanse of water, isn't it?
Yes. Kwali kushungu kwa name nshifia.
They have never had rain before.
Tabako tipo na nemflat ya lu.
Who would believe in Noah?
Nani winga sume na kuli Noah.
Who claimed that rain is coming.
Uyo alecha ki kukaro kukaro keri enshi.
And this earth is going to be destroyed by rain. And this earth is going to be destroyed.
Yes, so they didn't know when I will end the
Now think about this. If God has raised up 10 families, to build 10 arcs at the same
time,
we find that because there are so many people building ark, this would what? This would draw attention of the people.
Draw
the attention of the people around. They would be curious. Hey, what is going on here? It would be more convincing for people to believe that the rain would come, because so many people were doing the same thing at the same time to get themselves prepared. What? For the rain to come.
Kuti chari chakujakuveva vantu kuti vasungure kuti chachiti valena ndefly inokuloka navo ngavari posera kwamano.
But God raise up 10 families to build 10 different
houses. Shele saini ke urupwa ikuminokula matwe ikumimwa.
Only raise up one family.
Awe, resaini ke fe urupwa lumo.
The family of Noah.
Urupwa lukwa Noah fie.
Who was found raised in the eyes of God.
You are sangiro kusenemiro kuchiso chakwalesa.
So from the very beginning. The scriptures has already hinted to us. In the salvation plan of God. There's only one church. This one church that's safe. I want to make this clear to you. The church does not belong to me. The
membership
belongs to him. The church belongs to no one apart from Christ except Christ. I have not been crucified for you. Neither has he shed his blood for you.
It
is Christ who has died for us. When we talk about the church, Jesus is the head.
Yes,
we are all vessel workers of God.
If we do feel to bombelo kaile
submitting under the authority of Christ.
If we prove kunakila kuri Yesu.
That's why no one can lay claim over the ownership of the church.
Tapana ngumo ingatila yawe runu kutaruandi.
I cannot say I'm the first one to preach in Zambia.
Tekuta tinchila jawe ni wali wa kubaile kushimkira
Zambia. Of the church in Zambia. No. You can't say that.
David Stinga
Chitika. Paul was the one
who
being such an experienced worker, did not even dare to say anything about, you know, the Paul, the ownership of the church.
Paulo pakuchimona ichi nokumanimwa lepita takumishona nokulande mushamsangwe.
What did he say?
Ati leshan.
The church of God in Korea.
It's
He spent 18 months
staying in
Korea. And yet he said what? The church belongs to God. Today the Christian
one
is different.
Hello, we're Christ too.
When us people say, oh, you see this church? I once met a Kenyan worker from another church. He said to me, I have 27 churches. I said in my heart, I don't even have one church.
Because
I just belong to
Jesus.
You have 27 churches.
You 27.
I didn't say anything.
I kept
my mouth shut.
I said,
the church belongs to God. I have 27 churches.
And the daddy quite 27.
I played
many. In a square.
It's true.
Church in
it.
Is that true?
Even if I die today, the church will continue to
grow.
Maybe the church will grow faster than
me. The church
does not belong to us. This concept must be clear.
So
when you look at an ark of Noah, only one.
What do you want? Singular arc, one arc. What do you want? Bon.
No two, no three, no four. God is absolutely one.
Les abafiri umofiri bon.
This is the first example. The second example. I want to read Acts of the Apostle.
Mirimu y'abatumwa chapter 7.
Acts of the Apostle chapter 7.
Mirimu y'abatumwa chapter 7.
We read verse 38.
Verse 38. Mirimu y'abatumwa chapter 7 verse 38.
Acts chapter 7 verse 38.
Mirimu y'abatumwa chapter 7 verse 28. Sorry, 38.
Okay. Now, this is he who was in the congregation or in the church in the wilderness. Who was in the church in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him from Mount Sinai? He's talking about Moses here. Here he says, he who was Moses was in the church in the wilderness. You need to ask a question. Why suddenly there was a church in the wilderness? You know, congregation, the original text, if you are using NKJV,
King James Version,
actually the word is in the Greek is ecclesia. Assembly or church. Now, how is it that there was a church in the desert? Why didn't Stephen in chapter 7 say there was a church in Egypt? Why did he say there was a church in the desert, in the wilderness? I want to read the Exodus. Exodus chapter 8.
Ukufuma chapter 8.
Okay. Now I want you to read the verse 25.
The famubelenge verse 25.
And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, go, sacrifice to your God in the land.
Ero Pharaoh aitile Moses na Aaron na ukutila kabie ni kipa ile nilesa wenu ilambo muchalo.
When you read verse 26, Moses replies that it's not right to do so.
Read verse 27.
We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as He will command us.
Tukaya mumatololo ulwendo lwanshikushitatu nokuipa ila Yehova lesa wesu ila mbongomo akatwevela.
So the intention of God is that they must go to the wilderness to sacrifice it.
Kanshi kuvwa kwa lesa wali wakutila fili vaya mumatololo mukuipa ila ila mbongo.
Now, I ask you a question. Now, before they reach the wilderness, which road must they pass? Which one? Across the river.
Thank you very much.
Across the river. Which river?
Mumanashi.
Mufurila River.
Mufurila.
With many crocodiles.
Mamuni Mweneshingi.
Cross the Red Sea,
Ukwabuka Wemboa Kashika.
Now what does crossing the Red Sea represent?
Nga ukwabuka wemboa kashika charola mui.
Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
1 to 4.
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4.
Very good, Victor, you remember.
Victor,
no, it's okay.
Chisuma. chapter 10.
Okay, we read verse 1.
Dwelling on verse 1.
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud or passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
At Pantinshire fire imwe ukukana ishuba. Mweva bwananyina okuti bashufwe bonse bali mwisamba lyekumbi kabiri bonse bapitire muri bemba kabiri bonse babatishiwe muri mose mwikumbi na muri bemba.
Here we find that the crossing of the Red Sea represents baptism.
Remona kwabukwa bembo bashika jamine ko ruba
kisho. But say they were baptized into Moses.
Erutire ba ichimwe jwe ba ba chimuri Mose.
Because Moses represents the Savior.
And to Mose I mean ine ko mpusu shwa ba
jesho. So when we are baptized.
Ile lo yitu ba chishwa.
We are baptized into Christ.
Ba ba chimuri Christ ba ti.
Now only after they have crossed the Red Sea.
Kanofiryo ba wike bonse bemba.
Meaning after they have been baptized into Moses.
Emukuchira eliyo ba Ekenesha ni gumba ya bantu ilolia shitua no mutengo wa muloko wa Yesu Kristo.
This is only possible
for
us to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
Akuta kifwe tusambwe na muloko wa kwa Yesu.
We are baptized in
ilo tuwa bachi wa muli
the Lord.
Ni muli shukuru tefefi ine.
Can you see now?
Machi mwene chomwa.
So even when you talk about the church, why does the Bible say the church in the desert?
Ninshi tupimu tstila jumu kutia matololo.
Now, you know the world represent what?
Egypt
represent what?
Egypt there minako chinshi, and we saw there minako chinshi.
The world. Is it also?
Yeah.
Full of corruption.
We have flam of tuntungu.
Perversion.
Mwaba ufi.
Pollution.
Mwaba ukulufianya.
All the shun.
Finish it from Malanda.
Oh,
the shun. Ne fianson, inson, if you say. Now, could it have come as much from Mutwe?
You understand what I'm saying?
You said,
now, so when they came up from Egypt,
they
entered into the wilderness.
No queen, your matololo.
So today,
yelo,
when we are baptized,
yelo,
we came up from the world into a place where God is.
No kuwa munchenda mutfulo mo Christ mo
shukuru ali. Wilderness represents where is the place where God is.
Matololo ya mira kunchenda mo shukuru ali.
We tend to Revelation.
Atumone busokololo na busokolola.
Busokolola
na busokololo. Differently.
Chapter 12.
Busokololo na busokolola. Chapter 12.
We read chapter 12, verse 14.
Verse 14.
We know that the woman here represents the church, isn't it? But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to a place where she is nourished for a time and time half a time. Okay, we omit those. Now, she fly into the wilderness where she is nourished, isn't it? Actually, the wilderness is also a place where what? God is prepared by God. Yeah?
Chapter
12, verse 6. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God.
Amwene apa kuikala apa te anishiwe kuli lesa.
That they should Peter there 1260.
Kuleka bamulishe uko inshuku ima ikanalimo nemyanda ibiri namakumi mtanda.
So you find that wilderness represent what? Where the Lord is it?
Yemeka matololo. Yes, matololo ninche ndemo yapekelishwa na lesa iyale kanishwa.
Separation what? Separation from Egypt, from the world.
Emukutati ukulekanishwa kufuma ku Egypt na kuisonde.
So if you have not been baptized correctly,
kashi ndo mwaba chiwa wino,
then you can never be this part of this congregation.
Kashi ndo mube mwabuhule mulubali mulubuta.
Now my question is,
elipushwa ndinili.
How many congregation were there in the desert?
Kashi mulu mumatolo mwali kutashinga.
How many?
If
you have not come out from the world,
you are
never part of this congregation. How would you come out from the
world?
The only means by which you can come out is through
baptism.
One baptism, one
body. Is it not so? Yes,
sir.
Okay, now
one more.
Going to turn to Exodus. Chapter 19.
You read verse 6. Huh?
Verse 6.
Exodus chapter 19 verse 6.
Ukufuma chapter 19 verse 6.
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
Naimwe mwakulaba kuri ine ubufumu wabashima pepo kabiri uluko lwa mushilo ifi efyewo. If you also say, kuba na bakwa Israel.
God said to the people
let's actually kubantu
that there were a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. How did they become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation of God? Now we read verse 4.
Verse 4.
You have seen what I did to the Egyptian and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
Imwe na mumonefyo na chitire kuwene gupti nefyo na misendela pama pindo ya kuwa kapumpe no kumuleta kuline.
Here we see that the choosing of God is very personal. God did the work to bring them unto himself. So God said, he bore them on eagle wings. Brought them to himself. If you read verse 5, the second part it says,
there
shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. There shall be a special people. Now here
he
says, a special people, a special treasure to me. A kingdom of priests. A holy nation. How many are there?
Vaivanga.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm going to turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, we read chapter 2.
1 Peter chapter 2.
We read verse 9 and verse 10.
Verse 9 and 10.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Lelo imwe muri lupwa Uluwasalwa, ushima pepo, wabufumu, uluko, lwa mushilo, abantu abo ai kwa itila, kukuleka, walondolole, ifyavulumba, fyawamuitile, ukuti ufume, mumfimfi, mwingire,
You find that it's like Peter borrowed the idea of Exodus to speak to the members, the believers, about their special status in Christ Jesus.
Petro adia shimeko insoselo shaba shamukufuma nukushilondolela kubati kumono kukankala wawo.
So together they form a royal priesthood.
Ajukuti baba. They
were a chosen generation.
A
holy nation. His own special people.
This
group of people belongs to God.
How many of them? A nation.
How did they become part of that nation?
I want to read
verse 10. Who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Mweva shari vantu lelo nomba muri vantu vakwalesa. Mweva shari ava velelo luse lelo nomba mwavelelo luse.
So meaning they became God people because of God's mercy.
And
now they were part of this nation of God, this whole royal priesthood. Now they are in this holy nation because they received God's mercy. Previously they were not. Why? Because they had not obtained mercy. What is God's mercy? Why is God's mercy so important to them? How did God's mercy make them part of the nation? We tend to Titus.
Titus chapter 3.
We read verse 5.
Reading verse 5.
Now, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Tekumirimo ya kubulungami iyo twachitire lelo mwabero luse lwakwe mukusamba kwa kufyalwa libiri nokulengwa chipya chipya kumupashi wa mushilo.
When does a person, or how does a person receive the mercy of God? And this mercy shall be extended until the second coming of Christ, isn't it? So in his lifetime, he must have the Holy Spirit as well, isn't it? So through baptism, the starting point, which enables one to be part of this holy nation. One holy nation. Through baptism. So if you are not baptized,
you are not part of this.
All these verses we have studied, it is very clear to us now, in the mind of God, there is only one holy nation. Is
it
also?
Is
it clear now? Any question?
Apo tamu fuile nangu na pimepusa po Samuel. Nothing circle efficient. Nampani pamoja mipishepo masanga tema tungo fiko fiki pishen.
For me, I would like you to elaborate from verse 5, the word, the generation.
Chapter
3.
Bena batila bale fire ba mnyine fwe balondre pukwino kwino muivu kuya Tito chapter 3 verse 5 ya pale mbelwe ati uruko nangu ubufumu.
You know, washing here means cleansing, you know.
Apa kusamba kulelanga kusakuamia.
To me, regeneration is like conversion.
Kuti bene wakulengwa kulengwa chipia chipia kulengwa kuba muntu mupia.
Something is bad, something is wrong, you regenerate.
Chintu eko chava chakale chalulubana echa lengwa nomba ichipia chamoneka ichipia recycled mchimbi.
Back to its original
source. Chawele la kofio chari akale.
That is through washing of regeneration.
Kwa kusambwa kwa kulengwa chipia chipia.
He
says we have just been hearing about baptism, about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Mwalosha mwi. Mulela nukutetu, mshempashu wa mshiloko wali ku Old Testament.
The Spirit of God was with them even though it was not like the manner now he is with us.
Mpashu wa kwale, so wali na vene. Mushire shikore to wanya bene pamwange chwa muri ba pairo
ntayo.
Natumwe bene shirimo.
We tend to Isaiah.
Bona muri Isaiah
chapter 63.
Isaiah 63.
We read verse 10 to verse 11.
Verenge verse 10 and 11.
But they rebel and grieve His Holy Spirit.
Eloveni vaitaleme nokulungulushompashi wakwe wa mshilo.
So He turned Himself against them as an enemy and He fought against them.
Nayo ayalukile kuli vene nokubomulwani alalwa nabo umwine.
Verse 11. Then he remembered the days of old Moses and his people, saying, where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who has put his Holy Spirit within them?
Eriuba ibukishe inshukusha kalesh isha kwa Mose umubonfi wakwe adikwi uwa vanini ke ukufuma kuri wemba abachemi wa mkuni wakwe alikui uwa vikile mukatika uko umupashi wakwe wa mshilo.
So the Spirit was with them.
Hashu mupashi wakwe wali na ben.
Even though there was no mention of the Spirit being with them in the book of Exodus.
Nangu umupashi wa mshilo te wali na ben kula ngwa umungo fichari mbubu kwa kufuma.
According to Isaiah, the Spirit was with the generation of with the Exodus generation. The only difference is nowadays we receive what the Spirit because what? Of the promise of Christ. Yes, the promise of Christ and the prophecy of the Old Testament scriptures. So today the Spirit that we receive must be evident by tongue
speaking.
Confirming to us that we are the children of God.
Okay.
There are many more examples.
If you are going to be a film, you can see my law.
Bit by bit, so that you can remember better.
Yes.
So, how many church? So tomorrow we'll go into the New Testament teachings concerning the one body.
Kanishi my Lord Karolesha Mchipingo Chipia Mkumona Urukuta Rumo.
Yeah, I just went out to someone who was calling for the Sinanda that he wanted to see.
Who is that?
He's saying when he went out, somebody phoned him from Senanda that he would like to meet you in Rusaka.
Who's the guy?
Ninani.
Is that an American guy?
No, he's a good person. He was just in the same meeting.
Oh,
he wants to see us.
He was after
the meeting. Okay. Yes.
Well, I know what you're saying. Chief, you're going to go to Rusaka, Kumanana, and Rusaka.
But you have to tell him to be there on Wednesday. Because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we are leaving. So it will be good if he can come early on Wednesday.
Manga Badi Shre, Wang Parichita, to Pogra, Parichine, Parichine, Parichisano.
So from Ndoro we can take the first bus.
Yes. Can you come by there? Pop from Rusaka, Mundora. Put your body on your sacha. Walk by there, pop here. How do you walk from Nyamu to Rusaka?
Thank God.
To attend them quiet.
That's why we need to pray. Pray that God will open the doors.
Every time we pray, we pray to open the doors. We cannot do anything if God opens the way. Then
there is a
Then we pray.